Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week, we're looking at the big 4-0. So many people are scared of their 40th birthday, and they imagine their fertility dropping like a brick on their 40th birthday. Perhaps you're past 40, and you're scared of never getting pregnant. Or perhaps you're scared of running out of time. This is a very common fear. It's a very natural fear. So what can you do about it? How can you let go of that fear of running out of time? Well, let's dive in and find out. Please do leave a rating and subscribe if you like the podcast so you can keep in touch with future ones. And when you rate it, it helps other people find it and share the love so other people can get support on their journey as well. Loving you. Forget my first fertility client. The gynecologist we worked with for many years started referring patients to me after I qualified as a cognitive hypnotherapist. And Michelle was 39. She'd been through three rounds of IVF, and the third one seemed quite positive, and the clinic were confident they could make some changes to the protocol, so we're actually encouraging her to go through a fourth round. And she felt a lot of pressure. And it was the main pressure was she was 39 and the big 4-0 was looming. And often we can feel time is running out. You know, we were in our mid-30s and it felt like time was running out even then. Not just time was running out, it felt life was running out. We were missing out. It felt we were being left behind in life. All our friends having children, and by that point, more than one child. And it did feel like we were being left behind. And then the anger, the resentment, and the injustice kicks in. And that's probably a subject for another episode. But there is that. Fear of missing out, fear of time running out, fear of never getting the thing we most desire in the world. I remember one Christmas, I almost swore that was going to be our last Christmas without children. didn't know how I could change it. We can't control this, I can't make it happen. And if we looked at fostering adopting, it normally takes more than a year. I don't know why, how I thought I could say that, but it was just sheer desperation. Sheer fear of not having the thing we very much wanted in the world. And the thing about time is, it's quite relative. It's almost a made up concept as well. You know, a year, a month, it's a man-made concept. Yes, of course, our fertility degrades over time. But then on top of that, we map this fixed date of 40th birthday, whatever the date may be for you. And it's overlaying a kind of fixed thought, fixed construct around something that's not so fixed. It overlays all sorts of expectations and thinking over time that isn't helpful. When I was kind of first setting my business and being self-employed for the first time, I was living month to month. My coach at the time was helping me see that, you know, a month is a made-up construct. Yes, your bills go out, a lot of your bills go out every month. But you need to let go of that construct of a month, of measuring how much income I've had in that month, because who knows what happened on the first of next month. I might have loads more clients sign up on the first of the month. So it's trying to take that pressure off of having this fixed idea of time over that something is not so fixed. It's letting go of the expectations around our thinking around time. You know, time is quite relative. Sometimes time feels it's going really quickly, sometimes time feels it's going really slowly. So we need to be aware of almost our thinking around time as well. Often I know I have this fall into sometimes this lack mentality, where it's lack of money or lack of love or lack of time. It's that part of me that really came to the surface in our fertility journey that was the source of my kind of Project You journey. And feels so much different compared to where I used to be, yet sometimes I drop into that lack mentality. And it's about not being enough. If we don't think we're enough, then we often don't think we've got enough time or love or energy or money. We see ourselves and life through this lack filter, not enough filter. But the core of this fear of the big four coming is fear. It's a fear of not having the baby you want. Fear of not having that sense of completeness you crave, or the sense of being loved fully. It's the fear of, I guess, not being fulfilled and content in life. And regardless of what the fear is about, or what we're fearful of, I just want to spend a moment looking at fear itself. Because often we have a misunderstanding of feelings and fear that keep us caught into a hamster wheel. Keep chasing what we think is the source of fear, and it's not actually the source of fear. And inadvertently we actually keep feeding the fear. So what is fear? Firstly, fear is future thinking. When you're fully in this moment, 100% in this present moment, you cannot be fearful. Because as human beings, we're designed for reality, we're designed for this moment. Look at toddlers, they just live mostly in this moment. And they're content. They still create things, explore things, learn, grow, develop, but from a place of contentment. They don't get hung up about yesterday or worry about tomorrow. There's being in the moment. When they have a tantrum, then they are caught into future thinking. What it means is that they can't have a sweet. And they're caught into this outside-in thinking. They're thinking their well-being is coming from the sweet. And what it means. And as humans, we don't realise, as adults, we don't realise how much time we're not actually present. Our mind is taking us into the future. And it's so natural, it seems so realistic and plausible and natural. It's so seductive in many ways, because part of us thinks we need to be doing something to try and create our goals. It feels like a scary to allow or trust or submit. So part of us habitually needs to be doing something to feel like we're pushing ourselves forward or feel like we're in control, trying to feel in control, but it's actually we're never in control. It's an illusion of control. So fear is future thinking. And the bottom line is, nothing can predict the future. Not even your thinking. Nothing can predict the future, not even your thinking. And if you think about it, as adults, we think we have these superpowers. Often we think we can read minds. Often we know what other people are thinking about us. Often we know what's behind a particular look or comment from someone. But do we really? Often we get it very wrong. Often we don't know. Often we're looking and hearing through our own fears, our insecurities. So we see the evidence that backs our thinking up rather than seeing it for what it is. So often we think we can read minds. Often we think we can predict the future. Often we think, this is my favourite one, I know I get caught into this, and my coach once recently said that, you know, you think you know better than God, whatever God is for you. There's a loving divine energy behind life. Yeah, sometimes my fearful thinking doesn't trust it and thinks I know what's going on, think I know what I need to do. Again, it's that needing to know. So fear is future thinking, but nothing can predict the future, not even your thinking. It's the misuse of imagination. It's creating this movie in our head that yeah, is so plausible, it is so realistic, and it is so seductive because we feel like we need to be doing something. But the more we can see it for what it is, fear is not a problem. Thinking about the future is not a problem. We're going to do these things. It's kind of called being human, but it's about seeing it for what it is. Noticing the feeling is just telling you you're no longer present. It's not taking any meaning from it. Don't try and fix it, don't try to change it. Just allow it, just see it for what it is. It's our imagination. The more you try and do something about it, the more you think I shouldn't be fearful, or going to battle with it, resent it, you're actually making it stronger. And part of those things, for sure, if I allow my fear, it's just going to become all-consuming. No, it won't. It'll just move on like a toddler has a tantrum. It allows it and moves on. It's about knowing you're okay, whether you feel okay or not. It's letting go of the overthinking. So yeah, the 40th birthday may be coming up, but your fertility does not drop like a brick on your 40th birthday. That's a man-made thought. It's an expectation. A lot of people, cultures around the world, have babies much older in life than most of our Western cultures. I think it's because of the lack of expectation of fertility dropping on your 40th birthday. I work with a gynecologist in London who specialises with women, older women, trying to get pregnant. And he says, and he's devised a program, there's a lot of more prep, as in pre-treatment, where there's physical, the more tests, exploration, making sure things physically are optimized before treatment, but also psychological. I think because the fear is ramping up, it puts even more pressure on, not pressure, but focus on making sure psychologically we're more at peace as we approach 40. And going back to Michelle, she wasn't ready for a fourth IVF. Psychologically, she was just, you know, emotionally wrecked. So my first bit of kind of therapy and coaching was go away. Just have a fertility holiday for a month or so. Try and have a physical holiday if you can, but I'll see you back in a few weeks. And then we'll start preparing you for the fourth round. So slow things down. Realise the pressure she's putting on herself is her thinking. When we did that, she went into the fourth round with a whole different perspective, a whole different experience. She was shocked herself how much more relaxed she felt in that fourth round. And the results were dramatically different. And she puts that mainly down to how she felt different about everything. And she was successful. And now she has a lovely daughter. So be aware, fear is a misuse of imagination. Come back to the here and now. Breathe into the here and now. And remember, the more we focus on Project You, Project Baby takes more care of itself. Loving you.